It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Planning a wedding can be a pretty stressful thing to do.
That's true.
So
That's why Brooke let her husband plan most of theirs.
Yeah, right.
Brooke just chose out the pies and that was it.
Yeah.
I wish. No, the only thing my husband cared about is that we got pizza delivered at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I had a piece.
Yep. You were involved?
Yeah, I did it all.
Hey, good for you, Brooke.
Thanks.
Most women don't get that intense involved into their weddings.
No.
And one couple hasn't really even gotten to that stage of the planning yet.
Uh-oh.
But already the groom is anxious. And it has nothing to do with their actual wedding event.
Uh-huh.
But it's a situation that's bad and awkward enough where he has to have a difficult conversation with his bride-to-be. He's turning to us for a little bit of help. Let's welcome Travis to the show. Travis, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yo.
Oh, my God. I feel like if you're turning to us, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of how scared you are of your fiancé, it's going to be high.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one.
Okay.
What's going on?
So, basically, my girlfriend and I, we got engaged 3 months ago.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, now she would be called your fiance if you were engaged.
God, doesn't it sound so good when you say
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I mean, we've been just really excited, and we're kind of getting into the whole wedding planning thing, and we've been telling all of our family and friends. However, there is a bit of an issue, and I'm not sure how to go about it. And it has to do with, like, the last names.
What do you mean?
Whose last names?
Oh. Well, so I know that, like, typically the women takes the man's last name, right?
It's kind of old-fashioned these days, but yeah.
Well, you took your husband's last name, Brooke.
Oh, no, he took mine.
Yeah, she forced it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was kind of an easy swap since you had the same last name.
Yeah, we had the same last name.
So.
Sorry. We're not cousins.
Okay.
You can't say that because people actually believe
it. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Because we make fun of
At least that's what she wants everybody to say. So traditionally, women take the man's last name. Why is that a problem?
Well, it's a problem, you guys, because I hate my last name.
Oh, sweet. Are you thinking about taking her last name?
Yeah, I would love to take her last name.
Dude, that's actually great.
That's awesome.
I'm sure she's going to, like, love that.
Why do you hate your last name, though? What's wrong with your
name?
Well,
just because, like, growing up, it was just, like, super awkward in school. People always made fun of me for it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you have to tell us now.
Yeah, can we know what your last name is?
It's Puberty.
Hubbard what?
Puberty, like puberty.
Don't make fun of his name, Jose. He's self-conscious about it.
It's funny, bro, and you know it's funny.
Well, hold on. What, did we get it right? How do you spell it?
Yeah, it's P-U-B-B-E-R-T-Y.
Oh, wow.
So it's just one letter. It's
she probably doesn't want it either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that they haven't had a conversation about it when it's such a... name to make fun of, right?
But that's probably why she hasn't brought it up. I mean, it probably she doesn't want to hurt his
really?
Feelings.
If you're dating, I feel like I'd bring it up all the time.
Have you discussed this at all with your fiance yet?
So I haven't yet, but you know, my fiance's last name is Palmer. And
it's way better.
Oh yeah.
Don't say bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, it's way different.
That's more classic traditional.
It may not be the fiance that has the issue. It may be your family that has the issue.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Like, who are you worried about telling this to?
Basically, I'm just worried about telling Jane and Jane's family.
Jane's family.
Her family is very traditional.
That's interesting. So I would think that you'd be worried about your family.
Yeah, more so hers because, you know, they're just very traditional and I don't want to have that awkward conversation of like, oh, well, it's always happened where, you know, the wife takes the man's name.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're thinking of like kids and stuff too. Like you don't want to put your kids through what you had to go through.
You would think they don't want either.
So right.
I mean, I still have PTSD. So.
We can tell, honestly.
I don't think you sound bad at all. I think you sound like a stand-up. Don't laugh at him, Brooke.
Hey,
he sounds like a great guy.
No, he does sound like a great guy, but he sounds like he still has a lot of trauma from the bullying that he endured because of his last name.
I'm not picking up trauma vibes off of you at all.
I still think you embrace it. My last name is Bolaños. I've been called Jose Bologna my whole life, and I think it's hilarious. You just have fun with it, bro.
I think it's too late for that.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to perpetuate that name anymore.
Oh, that's almost his last name.
No, we're not doing it.
It's his choice. Like, if you don't want to keep your last name, that's up to you. But you're worried that your fiance isn't going to be receptive. She wants your last name.
Yeah, I mean, she loves me. I love her. It's all good.
But that's
all
that matters.
I got to figure out a way to bring it up, and I'm just really hesitant.
I mean, I just think that she's going to be relieved.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Because I don't think she wants that last name.
She
doesn't
want that.
What's wrong with his last name? I think it's great.
Uh-huh. Jeff, okay. We've gone over what's wrong with his last name and what he's had to endure because of it.
I'm considering changing my last name to your last name. But if you want to do it your way, it's up to you, man. We're going to call your fiance here. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
We're going to call her and try and give you some advice on how to convince her to not take your name when you guys get married.
Well, and don't forget, I would like her last name too.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see if we can make that happen for you when we do your Awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We're in the middle of our Awkward Tuesday phone call trying to help out our listener, Travis, who is engaged to be married.
Aww, yeah,
Travis.
What a special time in your life before it all goes downhill. But he doesn't want to do the traditional thing where the woman takes the man's last name. Mm-mm. Why? Well, he doesn't like his last name.
Yeah.
Because it's P-U-B-B-E-R-T-Y, Puberty, one extra B away from puberty.
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of issues with that growing up.
Well, probably even getting, like, new to jobs and stuff. I mean,
oh, your last name on the back of jerseys?
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Oh, I didn't realize. I was trying to defend you for a bit there to my co-host earlier. But
we're just empathizing.
But you told our producer off the air, look, Jeff doesn't have to defend me so much. I don't even like my name. So I guess the room has the green light to have fun with it and roast him alive.
I don't know that's what he meant either, Jeff.
Well, that's how I'm taking
it. Sometimes there's a middle ground.
This isn't going to be his name forever. At least he hopes.
Yeah.
He
wants
to take his bride's last name, which is Palmer. Mm-hmm. And he just needs our help to convince her to go along with that idea. So, Brooke, what do you have for him? What's your advice?
Well, you said that your wife is really traditional. But I think that there is one thing that runs deep in women and all women.
Ooh.
And that is the need to protect your babies or your future babies.
Yeah, it's
built
in.
Like, I think that that's how you pitch it to her. You're like, hey, listen, I really want to do something to protect them from going through what I had to go through.
Yeah. Be a Papa Bear. But
if that's true, why did you name your daughter Nora and your son Adler?
It's older. You always get it wrong.
And those are beautiful names, Jeffrey.
Well,
thank
hard
you
to
very
remember,
much.
So.
Well, you don't think they get teased?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't get teased for that. They get teased for mommy's job.
That's true.
Travis, what do you think of that? Bring your future children into the picture.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I can definitely work that in.
Yeah, maybe even give her an example of how you would pre-bully your future kids. But, Jose, what do you think he should do?
Well, we're all focused on the first part, but I think the hardest part of this is actually the second request of taking her family's name.
Mm.
So I just think be prepared for her to not be able to answer that. That's a huge ask.
Oh, okay. That we may not get a clear answer.
Yeah, you may not just get a yes or a no.
What do you think of that, Travis? I'm not really sure what the advice is, but be prepared for a bad.
Be prepared.
Okay.
Maybe have some other last names on deck in case you can't take hers.
Well, that's our advice for you, Travis. Hopefully you can choose to use it or not use it, however you want. This is your call. But we're going to dial your fiance, Jane, and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Ooh.
Good luck, my man.
All right.
We'll jump in if you feel like you need a little help. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Oh, good. That's so weird. I don't know why you didn't pop up.
Yeah. Hey, how's your day going?
Freaking crazy. You know, Abby, that chick that I work with, she is pushing me beyond. I'm just, okay, just breathing. How are you?
Good. Yeah, hopefully we can, I don't know, go out, grab some Chinese tonight or something.
Oh, please. And why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But look, I actually, I had something on my mind and I kind of wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay. Are you okay?
Okay. So I just have been thinking about like the issue of like OAS names, right?
With our last names?
So So when we get married, were you thinking of taking my last name?
Well, of course, babe. I mean, that's like, you know, it's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
I don't understand what the issue is. I'm looking forward to taking your name. I mean, that's
part of
the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you know how I told you when we were first dating, like, about my childhood, the bullying and everything, like, for my last name?
Well, yeah, but, like, we all, like, I got teased. I was freaking Jane Doe. Stupid. That's what kids do. I mean, so what? It's just, I love your name.
But it's poverty. Like, I don't want our children to have to go through the same thing that I went through.
I mean, I think it's a lovely last name. In fact, to me, it sounds like a bit British, like Jane Poverty. You know, it's elegant, you know?
Are you kidding? I mean, it's one letter away from puberty.
Nobody thinks that. I mean,
but they do. I lived it. I mean, whereas your name, I mean, it's just, it's normal, you know, Palmer. It sounds big.
Boring. I'm sorry.
What?
It's just boring.
Well, I think, listen, I think we should take your last name if I'm being serious.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. Okay, for one, there's a million Palmers out there. I like the idea of having a unique name.
I like that your name is basic. That's the whole point. Like, it's a name that nobody makes fun of. I mean, I've been made fun of my whole life for the way that my name sounds. I mean,
your whole life, like, I mean, seriously, come on. You're talking about, what, grade school or middle school or something? I mean, that's just, and, like, it probably made you stronger, right?
No, you don't understand, babe. I'm weak. I'm very, very
come on.
Are you kidding me? It would crush me. I mean, we're at the bar doing trivia night, and they call our name, and some people laugh. It's like, I can't stand it. It's traumatizing.
Oh, my God. Like, are you really this upset?
Yeah. I mean, look, I really, really, really think we should consider your name.
Well, okay, what if we did, like, some hyphenated thing? Palmer Poverty or Poverty Palmer. That would be kind of cool.
Poverty Palmer? That sounds like a perverted cartoon bear. Like,
Poverty Palmer says that's normal, kids.
Oh, I thought that.
Sounds like a
Hello?
Baby bear.
Hi. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, Jane, I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation, but we need to let you know that you're on the radio right now with a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
And we just got a new mascot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Poverty Palmer is definitely the
That is our new mascot.
Wait. I'm on the radio this whole time, conversation.
Yeah, don't worry.
Your fiancé called us for help because he wanted to have this conversation with you, but he was worried about how you might react to the name change idea.
And you are, like, the sweetest, most encouraging fiancé. You are a good partner.
Well, I love him, so his last name's part of him, and that's how I met him. And I don't know, it just has a nice... I like multi-syllabic things.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? Wow.
Yeah.
Multi-syllabic, is that like ethnicities?
No.
But he really likes your name, though. That's the issue.
Yeah, I really do. I like your name better.
Better.
Yeah. And I mean, objectively, I know you're trying to compromise with, like, the hyphenation idea. I don't think those names should be near each other.
I liked it.
Palm Her Puberty? That's a terrible sentence. No, I think if you really want his name and he wants yours, maybe the best compromise is you guys just swap names at the wedding.
So you still have Poverty and Palmer. They're just on different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. One has already gone through Poverty and the other one hasn't yet.
Yeah. She'll get through it through experience. I think that might be a fair compromise. Are you okay with that idea, Travis?
I mean, hey, like, if she's down with the swap, I'm down with the swap.
Okay, well, we have like Travis's vote of approval. All we need is you to sign off on it, Jane.
Oh, my God, Jane.
Yeah, I'm thinking I don't know. I'd have to, like, talk to my parents about it. Like, it's not just me. It's their name, and it's the future name of our children.
But
right?
It sounds like you're open to the idea, at least, if you're willing to bring it to your parents.
I just want him to be happy, and I want to, like, just have, like, I just don't want to freaking complicate our lives.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. You are so stinking cute.
You're very understanding. We set out with a goal to just, like, try and help Travis here, who absolutely hated his last name. He was willing to ditch it for anything, really.
But maybe now that this conversation is out in the open, Travis, she can teach you how to lean into being Mr. Puberty.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Puberty.
Yeah, me, Puberty Palmer, walking down the woods looking for berries.
You still think it sounds like a bear.
I would watch that TV show. Honestly,
do you think it's the bear that they bring in around sixth grade to teach kids about their bodies?
Why is he not wearing any pants? Oh, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.